WSUX AM 1400 Talk Radio, coming to you live from Bemis Point, New York. We've had an exciting development here at the Chautauqua Idol Contest. Apparently, there's been a sighting of Hot Moth. We take you live to Crystal Chandelera on the Chautauqua Idol Contest grounds.
Hey, bud, it's great to be here at Bemis Point with a few people who have claimed to see Hot Moth. It's the most exciting thing we've heard of in a while.
Well, actually, Crystal, it's Bemis Point, but we're glad you're there, and we want to hear what these people have to say.
I am so excited again to be here at Bemis Point, and we're going to talk to a couple of people here now. We're going to talk with Ralph Feakey. He's a retired correctional officer from East Clintwood, Ohio.
How are you doing, Ralph?
Thank you, Crystal. I'm doing very well today.
So, Mr. Feakey, can you please tell me about your alleged sighting near the potato vendor?
That boy can run, but he can't hide forever.
I have somebody right now that wants to talk about seeing Hot Moth.
Well, I tell you, I'm a shoe salesman, and I would know those wingtips anywhere. That's definitely Hot Moth's shoe.
Did you sell those shoes to Hot Moth?
Well, I can't honestly say that I did, but quite possibly if he bought them back in the 70s, they're quite outdated.
Hey, bud, now we're here with Dick Biggs. He's the vendor with the World of Potato Salad. Hey, Dick. Tell me about your sighting of Hot Moth.
I ain't never seen nobody eat potato salad like that boy eat potato salad. He just about cleaned me out here. I had all I had left for the entire carnival.
Wow.
Bud, this is amazing. Even the children are fascinated by seeing Hot Moth. Listen to this.
I did see a Monty Hot.
You know, Crystal, I'm just really ecstatic that I got to see Hot Moth.
I'm here with Sid Viscus, a local dairy farmer who has something to say. And let me also tell you, bud, this is probably going to be our last interview because that potato salad is calling to me.
I'll tell you, whoever the hell that boy was, you'd hardly get that fellow away from the water steiner tent. Except for a few minutes, he'd leave there. He'd go down there and wolf down some more potato salad over next door. I wouldn't doubt he's got some god-awful gas by now.
With audio journalist Biff Scruggins, this is Crystal Chandelera. Over and out, I'm headed over for the tent for some wonderful potato salad and some Warsteimer too.